Canary Street Press and Harper Audio present The Rough Rider by Macy Yates, performed by Samantha Cook. To the heroes, in fiction and real life, who show up when we need them the most. Chapter 1. Elena Sullivan always landed on her feet. It was the thing she was most proud of. Her ability to pivot when things went wrong. Dad cheats and abandons the family and ranch? Pivot. Learn new skills and work the land as best she could. Until Fia had decided renting the ranch land out was more profitable for them. Mom leaves? No problem. Lean in harder to whatever her sisters were doing. But the reality was, she didn't want to garden. That had been Thea's solution to keeping Sullivan's Point open. Gardening and farming. Elena was a rancher, and that was what she wanted. Fia had plans, and when Fia had plans, well, no one could deviate from them. She had a prescribed place she wanted everyone in, and it came from a very good place. When Elena was 12, her dad left, and Fia had held the broken pieces of their family together. When Elena, the baby of the family, had turned 18, their mom had moved away too, and Fia had clung tighter to the remnant of all they were, and with the force of her love, she'd kept them going. It made it hard for Elena to say what she wanted, because she didn't want to step on her sister's heart. And the farm and garden stuff was totally her sister's heart. But Elena hadn't gotten mad about it. She'd just started planning. It had gone hand in hand with her plan to grow up, get some experience, and stop being treated like a kid. But that ill-conceived plan had landed her where she was now, in this situation where she couldn't figure out how to pivot at all. This was life-changing bad. Two pink lines, bad. The jackass ran off, bad. The jackass she had convinced herself she had feelings for because... And this was the problem with her feelings. With the way she was always trying to rush in and fix everything right this second. Because she hated being uncomfortable. Because she hated being sad. Because she hated living in a world where she couldn't control the things happening around her, and the minute something happened that... The minute something hurt, she did everything she possibly could to make that go away. She was gritty-eyed, because she couldn't cry. Wouldn't cry. In Elena's world, it was all the same. This was all because of Elsie, her best friend. Okay, maybe it wasn't fair to blame it all on Elsie. It was a series of complicated missteps. They hadn't seemed like missteps at the time, though. That was the problem. It had all started with Elena's ridiculous crush on Hunter McLeod. Or maybe it had started with Elsie's crush on Travis, which had turned into Hunter trying to help Elsie figure out how to get Travis, which had resulted in Hunter giving Elsie flirting lessons, which had... Well, when Elena had discovered Hunter and Elsie were sleeping together, she hadn't been all that thrilled. But Elsie wasn't just sleeping with Hunter. She was in love with him. It had hurt. But really, what could Elena do in the face of love? She'd liked Hunter a lot. She'd had a whole lot of fantasies about him being her introduction to sex, but she hadn't wanted to marry him or anything. It wasn't Elsie and Hunter getting together that had hurt. Not so much. It was that Elsie had lied to her. It was the feeling that, yet again, Elena had had absolutely no idea what was happening in her own life. It had reminded her of the world blowing apart when her dad had walked out. She hadn't seen it coming, and it had devastated everything. She'd imagined Hunter and Elsie laughing about her futile crush on Hunter, and she knew Elsie wouldn't do that to her, except it had put her right back.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?